BBC News with Julie Kendler. The US, Russia and Jordan have drawn up a ceasefire deal in southwestern Syria that's due to come into force on Sunday. The Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says Presidents Trump and Putin agreed to declare the ceasefire as they held their first face-to-face talks at the G20 summit in Hamburg. Jordan says the ceasefire will take place along a line agreed by both Syrian government forces and rebels. The U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says during their meeting, the two presidents had a very robust and lengthy exchange on alleged Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. He said Donald Trump pressed Vladimir Putin several times on the subject. Mr. Putin's foreign minister said the two men agreed to create a channel of communication to try to resolve the Ukraine conflict. Also on the agenda were North Korea, cybersecurity, and terrorism. The German Chancellor Angela Merkel has said much work remains before a final G20 summit declaration can be agreed. Speaking at the end of the first day, Mrs. Merkel condemned the violent protests that have accompanied the summit. There have been further disturbances on Friday evening. Venezuela's Roman Catholic Church has criticized President Nicolas Maduro's decision to rewrite the constitution, saying the plan will turn the country into a military dictatorship. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said the decision by the UN's cultural agency to declare the old city of Hebron a protected World Heritage Site is delusional. The Palestinians had urged UNESCO to fast-track the process, alleging that Israel was carrying out a number of violations in the West Bank town. India's Supreme Court has overturned a ruling by a lower court which declared two of India's rivers to be living entities. In March, the High Court in the state of Uttarakhand ruled that the Ganges and Yamuna rivers had the same legal status as human beings. BBC News.